Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has a busy day ahead and an exciting day because I'm going to make my way to Clapton again to get us to Bean Wonders and do some cupping. He's got a few Costa Ricans there. He invited me to do some cupping with him. But I am still at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, and of course I cannot leave the HQ without having pulled a few shots here because, well, I've got Shirley next to me who can't go to work without her latte. And of course I've got an amazing coffee. It is amazing because I've already pulled a shot and I can say it is amazing. It is a Monmouth coffee that my friend Jason has brought me, and it's a new one that I haven't tried from Monmouth before. Of course, we love Monmouth. Monmouth needs no introduction. It's got amazing coffees. And this one is a Kenyan. And it is called, now, it's got a funny name, at least for me with my dyslexia, what is it? Karatina. It's Karatina. It's from Kenya. And I know that Jason loves Kenyan coffees. We've had some Kenyans before that he's introduced me to, also from Monmouth. And, well, it. I've just pulled it through the R58, and it has such a distinct smell. It's got a distinct taste, and I think I'm getting more and more discerning, and I can pinpoint that African coffees just have a completely different flavor. They have a very, they've got a strength to it. They've got a boldness to it. And this particular one, the extraction was just beautiful. Even the color is different. And for me, what immediately strikes me is that acidity that comes from this Kenyan is not as bright, is not as high noted as, let's say, a Central American or a South American. And it's got more of a berry fruitiness to it, or maybe kind of a cherry. It's between a cherry and a berry, but it is just lovely. And I've pulled a shot for Shirley. She's even had a nice design on it. What's your thought on it?
Boy, it's a great cup of coffee. The design, the coffee, the experience. The first sip was, I'd say sharp, but it's not sharp in an unpleasant way. It's more powerful, as if to say, wake up, I'm on my way. And then as the coffee kind of goes through, it leaves a lovely lingering mellowness, but very rich, full-bodied, almost powdery cocoa on the palate, which is just beautiful.
Okay. Well, I haven't had it as a milk-based drink, but as an espresso neat, first of all, I must really describe that crema was just amazing. And the extraction itself, very, very happy with it. My dosing was 18.5. I had it at 92C on the brew head. And I got about 31 grams of fluid. So that, all those parameters, actually, I'm pretty happy with. And let me just put my lips to it again, because I'm really intrigued, and I have had some Latin Americans and South Americans in the last few days. And this is a completely different feeling and a completely different notes that are coming through. Wow, there's definitely a full-bodiedness about it. There's a strength to it. Not unpleasant, but very beautiful. And now, actually, as I'm talking, I'm still feeling on my palate an acidity that is, doesn't go into the zestiness at all. It goes more into the grounded berries. And it's just delightful. But hey, I can't finish that because I've got cupping ahead of me. 12 Costa Ricans, my goodness. Will I survive? You'll have to check back in with Coffee Mumbo Jumbo.